This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that your mistake can become your miracle. Whether consciously or subconsciously, we can allow one mistake to define us. Recently, a listener was inspired to email me after listening to Be Moments. He expressed that when we leave this earth, the most significant thing we leave behind is our example. But oftentimes, we buy into the notion that past mistakes have made it impossible to leave behind an honorable legacy. The disciple Peter did not buy into this mindset. He knew how to turn his mistake into his miracle. It is common knowledge that Peter denied Christ not once but three times right before the crucifixion. Anyone could argue that there could be no greater stain than that. Peter fell and he fell hard. And in the immediate aftermath, he felt unbearable shame. But the key is he chose not to wallow in it for too long. He didn't allow that one reprehensible decision to define his life. There's a second part to his story, one that cannot be left out if we are to tell his story honestly. Peter would go on to turn thousands of souls to Christ. He knew how to turn his mistake into a miracle, especially for others. I think God uses Peter's life as an inspiration for anyone who wants to chart a new path. Is there an area in your life where you are being way too hard on yourself? If so, cling to these words. I, yes, I alone, will blot out your sins for my own sake and will never think of them again. Isaiah 43:25. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, make your mistake your miracle.